Welcome. This is the Agentic Executive, intelligence for high-leverage operators. Today, the Tranche Playbook. Quick thesis. Money and resources are the fastest form of lock-in you'll ever give a project. If you fund everything up front, you turn optionality into obligation before you learn anything useful. I'll show a simple funding primitive. Small, conditional tranches tied to explicit evidence. So initiatives scale only as they prove value.
That framing already matters. When you design funding as experiments, you change incentives. Teams prioritize learning the riskiest assumptions. The system reveals the truth, fast, cheap, and auditable.
Hook, money is the fastest lock-in. Imagine a vendor integration that gets six figures of budget on day one. Now imagine trying to unwind that six-figure path after you discover the integration undermines customer retention. It's expensive and reputationally awkward. The Tranche Playbook prevents that by making reversibility cheap and decisions evidence-based.
Core insight: layered funding beats lump sums because each tranche is a focused experiment. Each tranche has a narrow learning objective, a measurable success signal, a time box, and an explicit rollback cost. If the signal fires, you release the next tranche. If it fails, you stop or respecify, without large sunk costs. That preserves optionality and forces clarity about what success actually looks like.
And practically, that means every tranche must answer one question. What is the riskiest assumption this money will resolve in the next time box? If you can't answer that in one sentence, the tranche is poorly specified.
Move 1. The tranche schema. Keep it rigid and minimal. Six fields, one line each. Amount, objective, success signal, metric plus threshold, time box, rollback cost, owner. I'll read three copy-paste examples you can drop into a calendar and a ledger.
Example A, product prototype tranche. Amount, $7,500. Objective, validate core flow from sign-up to first value. Success signal, 100 unique users complete the core funnel and 30% reach first value within 7 days. Time box, 14 days. Rollback cost, shut down prototype and archive code, estimated $1,000. Owner, product lead.
Example B, vendor integration tranche. Amount, $12,000. Objective, prove integration reduces manual work for support by 40% on a pilot cohort. Success signal, average resolution time drops 40% across 50 pilot tickets and no critical regressions quoted from the logs. Time box, 30 days. Rollback cost, revert to previous workflow, estimated $2,000. Owner, ops lead.
Example C, trial hire tranche. Amount, $4,000. Objective, test role fit and output over a 30-hour paid trial. Success signal, deliver two client-ready pieces of work meeting acceptance criteria and a 4-5 manager rating. Time box, 7 days. Rollback cost, end contract, estimated $500. Owner, hiring manager.
Move 2. Release rules and signals. Rule 1. Single primary signal plus one corroborating metric. The primary signal is binary enough to gate a release. The corroborating metric prevents false positives. Rule 2. Signal provenance. Every claim must include a quoted data line or log excerpt. Rule 3. An independent verifier signs off before funds move.
Give that second rule weight. If the product team says usage improved, you require the exact query or dashboard line. Weekly active users rose from 1,200 to 1,380. Data pulled from /dashboards/UA report on 2026-0108. One quoted line kills unverifiable claims and slows gaming.
And the independent verifier role is simple. Rotate a finance or peer reviewer who is not on the initiative. They check the quoted evidence, validate the metric calculation, and confirm rollback cost estimates. Rotating responsibility reduces capture and keeps teams honest. Patterns create power.
Move 3. Enforcement patterns and AI support. Enforcement. Cap active tranches per initiative to 1 or 2.
require automatic expiry at time box end, and publish a public minutes ledger that logs tranche fields, evidence lines, verifier notes, and decisions. That ledger is your audit trail and your deterrent against signal gaming.
Now, two AI patterns that keep this tight. Pattern A, evidence validator. Prompt the model with the tranche success signal, the quoted data line, and the raw source. The validator returns pass-fail, the exact source lines used, and a confidence band. It's a fast second opinion, never the only verifier, but a consistent filter.
Pattern B, tranche synthesis prompt. Run meeting notes through a constrained prompt that extracts proposed amount, one sentence objective, proposed success signal, metric plus threshold, time box, rollback cost estimate, and an initial owner. The prompt must forbid assumptions not present in notes. If a number's missing, it returns number needed rather than guessing.
Enforcement plus these two AI patterns reduces friction. Teams get a quick draft and a quick validation, but human verifiers remain required. That combination keeps momentum without sacrificing rigor. Precision drives agency.
Pilot and fast action. A 7-day script you can run today. Day 0. Pick one imminent initiative and write one tranche using the schema. Publish it to the minutes ledger and assign a verifier. Day 3. Run the AI evidence validator on any interim signals and record its output in the ledger. Day 7. Convene decision. Pass, stop, or respec. If pass, fund the next tranche and repeat. If stop, execute the rollback and document lessons.
Make the first tranche resolve the riskiest assumption and make it big enough to be informative. If it's too small and noisy, you'll get a false negative. If that happens, document the uninformative result and allow a rapid, documented respecification rather than an automatic shutdown.
Common risks we see. Tranches becoming micro-bureaucracy. Teams gaming signals. And initial tranches being too small to learn anything. Mitigations. Keep the schema minimal. Cap active tranches. Require one quoted evidence line per signal. Use an independent verifier and design the initial tranche to test the riskiest assumption with a minimal effect size. If a tranche is uninformative, re-specify quickly and transparently.
One final practical note. Log everything in the public minutes ledger, even failed tranches. The behavioral change is subtle but powerful. When people know failures are visible and documented, they propose cleaner, testable hypotheses instead of vague escalations.
Make your next move count. Fund one small tranche today. Publish it. Assign a verifier. And run the 7-day pilot. You'll get faster learning, cheaper reversions, and fewer stealth lock-ins. Clarity is leverage. Stay agentic.
If you liked this briefing, subscribe for daily executive intelligence. Next episode, we'll build a tranche template you can copy into your PM and finance workflows. Patterns create power. See you there.